or set of abilities. He doesn't have it. So, it is like, it's very important, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the whole nature has put a lot of examples for us to understand how it works. The best example that you can see about insaniyat, humanity, the whole talk we have is how we can become human. We explained about what type of souls we have. And it's important to understand, you don't have to do a bit to get your plantic soul. You don't do anything about it. It's there. The moment nutfa and zygote is made, you have got the plantic soul. Right? You do not have to do a bit to get your animal soul. Your animal soul is there. The moment nutfa or zygote reaches the age of 4 months in the mother's womb, that animal soul is given. So when we are born to this life, it is with us. Do we do anything to acquire all those desires? Like desire of eating, do we do anything for it? Desire of sleeping, do we do anything for it? Do we work for it? Desire of shahwat, do we do anything for it? We don't need any effort. So that means plantic life and animalistic life is guaranteed, is there. What is not there? Those are actual, but what is not there and is potential? That humanity, basically, yeah. You're right. But in my context, becoming a plant is we are there. We are a plant. Becoming an animal, we are animal. We don't have to work to become animal. But becoming an insan and human being, no, we are not human being. We are not human being. That is like a seed. Everyone knows what is a seed? Yes. So that human seed is in this animalistic body. Human seed is in this animalistic body. We have to nurture it. The same way that a seed is put under the soil, you put it under the soil, you dig a little bit of, what do you call it, chale in Farsi, in English. And then you put the seed inside, put soil on it. You start to water it every day. You make sure it gets enough sun. You do not put something to obstruct the sun from it. You make sure it does not get extremely cold. You make sure it does not get extremely hot. Right? So you do all of this. What happens? Gradually this seed starts to grow stems from the earth. It comes higher and higher and higher. It is this is very similar to that seed of humanity that is in us. We have to plant it well. We have to look after it well. We have to make sure it gets all things that it needs to become a human being. Otherwise, it doesn't become a human being. You can imagine, this is all we do in your age. I've done the same thing at your ages. Of course, not you two, but the rest, sorry. I have to exclude you guys. So, in your age, what happens? I'm told that this seed, you have to put it under, you have to give it water. You have said, they tell you, come to Muharram program. It's important, it's only 10 hours. No, I know what to do myself. This is all the arguments we always have with our parents. I know what to do myself. I have got, Allah has given me aql. And then you start a religious argument with the parents. Yes, Allah has given me my aql. What is my aql for? Whenever I know, whenever I realize, I do my salat myself. Don't tell me when to do my salat. Imagine, just imagine, two seeds, as Tahir said, two seeds are sitting, putting here. They start to argue, to talk about this issue. The one seed says, I want to go under the earth. But the other seed says, no, I don't want to go under the earth. It's cold, it's dark, I will get wet. He doesn't like it. Because for the seed to go under the earth, it is not comfortable. I tell you, seed in its own feeling, the feeling, because they have feeling when they start to grow, in those feelings, they don't like to go under the earth. They don't like that darkness. They don't like that bitterness. They don't like that all those things under the earth, the pressure of the soil on them. But this one says, this seed to the other seed, says, I want to go. He says, no, I don't want to go. I know what to do myself. And he says, why do you go? He says, I go because my imam has told me. What is he? Who is his imam? Who is the imam of that seed?
The person.
The person, Hassan. The person who puts him under the earth. Says, this is my imam, Hassan. But the other person says, what the hell are you talking about? What is imam? I have got, Allah has given me aqd. I want to use my aqd. And he doesn't go under this. But the other one goes under this. What happens? He starts to grow from the earth, comes up gradually, becomes a beautiful tree, and starts to give flowers, starts to give fruits. But what about the others? The other seed. What happens to the other seed? He doesn't go under the earth. He's there. Rain comes on it, makes it wet. Sometimes sun beams to it. And what happens to that? It becomes kharab. Well, you know what is kharab? Yes? It corrupts. It doesn't do anything. Basically, all that, because in every seed there is a tree. In every seed. That tree in that seed is died. No more there. That the other seed and that seed, they both see each other in qiyamah. Qiyamah, what is the qiyamah of the seed? What is the qiyamah of the plant? Qiyamah of the plant is when that plant grows, gives flowers and gives fruits. And then that seed talks to this seed. This conversation is in Quran. Conversation is not between two seeds. Conversation is between two insan. It's very similar to this. You say, what happened? This other seed says, oh, I did not listen to my imam. I did not do this. I did not do that. And that you see that I have become corrupt and kharab. I don't have anything. But the other seed is bun. He has got full. Is full of flowers and tree and leaves and fruits. So it has in his qiyamah. He is happy and he has brought up whatever Allah has put in him as a potential. But the other seed can only cry. That's the very story of human being. We have got the seed of humanity in us, and we do not look after that humanity. We do not look after that seed. How do we have to look after that seed of humanity? Similarly, we have to go to under the pressure of earth. What is that pressure of the earth, which is for seed? What is that for our human seed? What is that? Can anyone tell me a couple of examples? Yes, knowledge in a higher level, but a very simpler level. That you have to get up 5 o'clock in the morning to do salah, that's pressure. Then I grow up and I have, for men, I become 15, 16, I grow up big muscles and I become so handsome, I want all girls see me. It's a hassle. Don't do that. You have to wear decent clothes, go out, don't look at the girls. For the girls, they grow beautiful hair, they become more attractive to the others. The pressure is they have to cover themselves. That's the pressure. They cannot just leave and say, okay, now that because I look pretty that everyone should see me. These are the pressures for the human seed, as opposed to the pressure, or compared to the pressure of the seed of a plant. So if we go through the same process of the seed, we take all those initial pressures. Initial pressures is, you give that habit to us that we get up in the morning to do our salat. When it comes to Zohr, we do our salat to Zohr. We do all our salat. When it becomes fasting, we do our fasting. When it comes to hijab, we properly observe our hijab. For the men, we properly observe the hijab of qalb. Hijab, the first place of hijab is in heart, isn't it? That comes to external hijab, that's a secondary hijab. The first hijab is for everyone. So, unless we do this, that seed of humanity become corrupt. Then what we end up with? Like Saddam. When we go there, Saddam. It's in Quran, there is many conversation between people of Jahannam and people of Jannat. This is very similar to the conversation I told you about the seeds. So, now I have got questions. If all the seeds, tell me, all the seeds are properly put under the earth and looked after and Do they all grow to a tree and give fruit or not? Yes? No or yes? I said all the seeds are put properly under the right environment, under the earth, and looked after, watered. They all give. They all. Please, they all. Say, what is your name?
Arefet.
They will all give, become a tree, and they will all give fruits, isn't it? But Arefet had a very fine point, which I agree with. What if the seed itself is corrupt before it's put? Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. But all we are talking about all the good seeds without any fault. So they all have to give fruits and leaves and flowers and fruits. But the next question, if all the zygotes that are made between a husband and wife, they are looked after properly, do they all become an animal or not? Do they? Don't they become animal?
Depends
on what? The question is, if all the zygotes, notfe, which are made between husband and wife, by husband and wife, if they are looked after properly, under the right environment, do they all become animal or not?
But they don't need to be looked after because they already will have the ability of...
No, but if the mother does not eat in the right food, if she is poisoned, if she falls down from the stairs, there are many reasons that... But if they are looked after properly, do they all become animal or not?
Yes.
Yeah? No?
Yes, but it depends sometimes. Maybe it's the fault of parents if they lack something in the child.
They lack something in what?
Vitamin or something, then the baby becomes...
No, I did say that. I mentioned.
From the beginning.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, from the beginning. I did say from the beginning they are looked after properly, they are fed properly, the mother is eating properly, everything is there. Does it become... Do they all become animal or not?
No.
Who says no? Why not?
Because the parents, when
they
step away, they
don't be animal. No. Wait a minute. Animal means, I'm not talking about insan, human being. This is before human being. We spoke about it. We said at the age of 4 months of four, they become animal until they are born to this world. So do they become animal or not? Okay, if all the human beings after they are born, if they are put on the proper track of religion, and listening to Quran and Imam, do they all become insan or not?
No.
No? No, I just said, you don't listen to my conditions. I say if they are put under proper instructions of religion.
All the way to their life?
Yeah, all their life.
Yeah. That's what you meant, like when they were born, and then till like they under the control of their parents, till then, after that, would they...
If they are, these are all the conditions I'm saying, they are observing the rules of religion. They are listening to Quran, to I didn't say they listen to parents. I said listen to Quran, listen to imams. Would they all become insan? Did you say no? Yes or not? Yes. So you agree with it?
Yes and no?
Yes to no.
Okay, so... Now I put the question again.
So if they're put on the right track, why would they themselves choose not to listen to the instructions?
No, that's exactly my question. That's the whole question. I say, if they do listen to the religious instructions, do they become insan? So they become insan. So basically, the conclusion of what I wanted to tell you, the conclusion was to tell you that everything, whether it's a seed of a tree, whether it's a notfe of human being or even animals, or whether it's an insan, if they are put under the right instructions and procedure and process, they must become what they are meant to become. They must become what Allah has wanted them to become. It is them, it is they themselves who divert their path. Allah makes everyone to grow and become a prosperous person. It is us who change the course of prosperity. Clear? So as the reason I started with the, to tell you the, this is my conclusion today. The reason that I started to make you understand that you have plantic soul and that you have animalistic soul and that we have, I mean when I say you, I mean we all have human soul, is to say that same as the two set of conclusions. One was for having animalistic soul and having a plantic soul, you don't have to make any efforts. You have it. Everyone has it. But for insan, having an insan, human soul, you have to work for it. Allah has said, I guarantee you are an animal, don't work for it. But there is no guarantee that you are a human being. You have to work for that. That's one set of rules. The second set of rules was, for us to make this, we have to make this happen, we have to work everything based on its own. For animalistic soul, you need food. If you eat enough food and minerals, your animalistic body works very well. Similarly, for a human soul, you need to give the proper ingredients. What were the proper ingredients for a human soul? Listening to the orders and commands of Allah and prophets and imams, and learning ma'arif. We spoke first night and second night. Right? Clear? So inshallah, we stop here for tonight, but I want to continue another topic. You are welcome to sit, or you can go. Whoever is not interested in this topic that I'm going to bring up, it's not continuation of the same topic. Okay, this is a more complex topic, and that is from Kalamatul Maknoon. I want to go touch Kalamatul Maknoon. Start with this little bit. Any of you who felt boring, you can leave. You're free to leave. I don't get offended. I'm not saying go now. I'm saying if you want to go now, it's okay. But if I started and you found it too boring and it's not your type of things that you may like, you're more than welcome to go. Okay. We start this book from the beginning and Muqaddameh. There is a bigger Muqaddameh. Introduction, but I don't go through all of it. The reason is a lot of it is personal of the writer, but that part which is more general, I read. It was this, if you remember, I read it once. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This book is the book of Mullah Mohsen Feyz Kashani. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.